Rain splattered the kitchen window, while inside the house smelled of roast turkey and cinnamon and cloves from the simmering mulled wine. Andy McDermott peeked into the second oven, where the stuffing, potatoes, and various side dishes were keeping warm. It was December 22nd, and Andy was celebrating Christmas early, hosting her stepson Luke and his fiancé for dinner. She'd spent days cooking, decorating the house, even putting up a big tree, a first since her husband Kevin died 5 years ago. It was the first Christmas since Kevin died that she felt festive. Maybe it was the cooking and baking that put her in a good mood. Or maybe she'd finally accepted that Christmas would be different, and she couldn't compare the holiday now to what it had been when Kevin was alive. But it'd be lovely to see Luke, to have him here. Her stepson was a busy doctor living in McLean, Virginia, just outside DC, and when he returned to Southern California, there were so many people for him to see that it was hard for him to squeeze her in. But this year, he'd accepted her Christmas invitation, and he and Kelsey were to arrive any moment. Andy glanced from the rain-streaked window to the small TV. The local evening news was wrapping up with a feel-good story set at Lake Arrowhead's Santa's Village. It was snowing in the mountains, and the pretty reporter kept batting away fluffy flakes as she laughingly asked Mr. and Mrs. Claus if the snow would hamper the delivery of gifts. Santa Claus gave a jolly chuckle, saying that the reindeer were experts and Rudolph always led the way. The cameraman panned over the charming snow-dusted village, and the reporter concluded with the reminder that Santa's Village would be open through 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve, inviting all to come enjoy the live entertainment, the scheduled light shows, and of course, meet Saint Nick himself. Andy flashed back to the year she and Kevin had taken Luke to Santa's Village. It hadn't been a successful trip. California had been in the middle of a drought. There was no snow, and the pine trees looked parched. The park hadn't yet been refurbished, and 9-year-old Luke wasn't impressed, announcing to a line of children that Santa wasn't real. Even babies knew that. Andy smiled, remembering the horrified looks of the other parents. Luke had never been like the other kids. He'd known from kindergarten he wanted to be a doctor, and he'd done just that. After brushing a crumb from the counter, she turned off the double ovens and tried to remember the last time she'd been to the cabin in Blue Jay. It had been years, 2 or 3 at least, and she'd only driven up because she'd been notified by her intimidating neighbor, Wolf Enders, that one of the big sugar pines on her lot had fallen. While it had missed her cabin, the tree had crushed the old shed and was blocking her driveway. She hadn't been able to go to the cabin immediately due to work, but drove up one Saturday morning to meet the tree removal service, paying them a fortune to cut up the huge tree and carry away the massive logs. Any moment, she'd expected Wolf Enders and his German Shepherd to appear, but thankfully, neither did. She'd escaped back to San Juan Capistrano without any uncomfortable scenes. To be fair, she'd never quarreled with Wolf herself, but Kevin had. And once, Kevin sued Wolf for defamation of character, claiming Wolf was slandering Kevin in their mountain community. The animosity between Kevin and Wolf made trips to the cabin unbearable. Andy had hated how Kevin obsessed about their trashy neighbor, hated how prickly and uncomfortable she felt whenever Wolf Enders looked at her. Wolf made her feel naked, and she didn't like it. She wouldn't call him trashy. She wouldn't call anyone trashy. But they definitely moved in different social circles. The evening news ended. Andy glanced at her watch. 6:30. Luke said he and Kelsey should arrive sometime between 5:30 and 6, depending on traffic. They were coming from Newport Beach, where Luke's mom and grandparents lived, and traffic could be a bear, especially this time of year. The drizzle of rain just made it worse. Andy drew a short breath, anxious, excited. The house looked wonderful. The brandied cranberries and green salad were already on the table. A bottle of red and white wine had both been opened, just in case Luke and Kelsey didn't want the mulled wine.